From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. The two sides failed to overcome disagreements over key issues. Ambassadors from the 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements, and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with the leaders of France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. A White House statement says there will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges about Europe's eastern and southern periphery, as well as mutual efforts to advance negotiations on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. The United Nations Refugee Agency is confirming reports that as many as 500 people may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea. The incident happened April 8th. Citing survivor accounts, the UNHCR said Wednesday a boat attempting to transfer passengers to a larger ship capsized and sank. U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have recently seen rising tensions over differing approaches to Iran and the fight against terrorism. The meeting came a day ahead of the meeting of the Gulf Cooperation Council. This is VOA News.